What you know good, Tiger League and whatever else. This is your host, Super Duper Diggity Dave. It's early in the morning, so we swapped the alcohol for the coffee. Bear with us. I'm here with the weed. Fuck, weed reeking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. You, Benny Boo, what it do?
What it do?
Damn, man, we ain't did. I gotta get back used to this.
We flat.
I know, bro. Our intro is a shit.
And the most and fan.
Reporting live from Denver, Colorado. It is our most hated man in fantasy, Taylor Ford. What's up, Teef?
What's up, baby? What's up, baby? You know how I say, hate is the other side of love. So, in some ways, I'm the most loved man in fantasy football.
All right. Okay, what we're going to do today is go through the North Divisions. Oh, man, we fucking suck in the morning. I should have just started drinking beers as soon as I woke up. Shout out to Trizzy Trey.
Try.
Yeah, we're going to go through the North on this episode. We went through the dirty, dirty South on the last one, the NFC and the AFC. Now we're going to that North side, y'all. Y'all have, before we get started, I was looking through the player news this morning. The big thing that I saw that probably everybody saw yesterday was the Washington Commanders. Brian Robinson started the game as the starting running back with the first team, and Antonio Gibson is apparently returning kicks. So what do y'all think about this new? Y'all think this is just a coach still punishing them for fucking up last week, or is this a real thing? Is Brian Robinson really the running back one in Washington? Rookie,
man,
by the way.
Yeah, rookie Brian Robinson. Man, it's just tough because you really didn't see it. I mean, he produced the last few years, but it still wasn't what he was supposed to be. And I guess Washington's seen that too, and they're just going to roll the... I don't know. This could be all a trick. And week one, he's a starting running back.
So, yeah. How do you draft Gibson?
Well, you don't draft him in the third round like they did last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that.
What you think about it, Teef?
He's got to... Listen, they don't have much talent there. They got J.D. McKissic, Brian Robinson, and Antonio Gibson. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a... 30% share for each, because we saw last season that they don't have to give one player the majority of the touches. J.D. McKissic got his fair share of touches. Then they went out and drafted Brian Robinson. This is the situation you want to stay away from. This backfield could turn into the Patriots backfield real quick. So I'm staying away from it.
Yeah, man, I don't want to touch anything of that. At least for the first few. I mean, so. Now, where do you draft Brian Robinson?
I mean, Brian Robinson should be going, I mean, in the 6th, 7th round. I mean, I would feel comfortable with him right there, you know? I'm not taking Gibson in the 3rd. You know, I think that there's a lot of talent ahead of him in the 4th and the 5th, so... I'd probably be okay with somewhere in the 6th to the 7th, kind of just mitigate that risk, because you don't know how much Antonio Gibson could be involved. Brian Robinson could be, you know, he could get no work. It could be J.D. McKissic and Gibson again like it was last year. You know what I mean? And he could just be in the red zone. He could just be a red zone guy or just a short yardage guy. That, to me, makes the most sense, is to just use those two. And, you know, all this is just... you know, preseason, you know, bull, you know, it could be exactly like it was last year. So it's just a hard situation. Very hard to say. Don't forget J.D. McKissick could have value. J.D. McKissick could be, like, I could see a scenario where J.D. McKissick is the guy that is the one you want to start as a flex option week after week. Easily see that.
Yeah, especially in PPR.
Especially in PPR, yes.
And they do love McKissick. I mean,
They're going to use him.
Yeah. He was supposed to go to the Bills, They went and got him to come back to Washington. So they got plans for McKissick, and he was pretty good a couple years ago.
So overall, it's an assessment. Stay away from Washington running back.
All right. Another topic I wanted to bring up, especially with my boy Teef right here, because I got to know how you feel about this. And this ain't me picking on you, because now I'm really I'm starting to get nervous about this now. Traylon.
I didn't know what you're going to ask. Yep.
Traylon Burks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've done some. First off, he may be hurt.
Okay.
Let's just put that out there. He had his leg wrapped up. He was walking with a limp, so he may be hurt. So my thinking was that, hey, this is just Mike Vrabel putting his first round pick, making sure he's not a diva, putting him through the paces, and just giving him that rookie treatment. By week one, Traylon Burks would be on the field for 100% of the plays, just like A.J. Brown, right? That was my thinking. But I've been doing a little bit of digging, doing a little bit of, sleuthing my tail left and right, and I've come to the conclusion that Mike Vrabel did not want Traylon Burks. He did not want to trade A.J. Brown. I went back and I watched the draft room video when they drafted Traylon Burks. He was not happy. This was a call by the GM. So Traylon Burks could be that thing that is like in between the GM and the coach. This is the rift between them. So we may see a situation where, maybe they can't work together anymore and one of them has to go. And I don't know. Like, I drafted Traylon Burks number 4. I believe in the guy. I believe in his talent in this offense. Listen, he's just like DK Metcalf. He comes in, he's a little raw, but he has the physical gifts to be great. So you're kind of scared right now. You're kind of scared that, like, he's going to sit on the bench as Mike Vrabel tries to take the game. So I'm a little worried, too.
Yeah, and listen, we always pick on you. We always pick on Traylon Burks, but man,
I get it. I mean, it's been weird as fuck.
Yeah, I can't grasp what's going on over there. And I one of 3 targets for 4 yards, and he played into the fourth quarter.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and and it's so hard to judge preseason, man, because we've seen people suck it up in the preseason, and then week one, it's like, okay, why do we fucking argue about this all off season and preseason? Because they'll come out and be fine. They'll get the targets.
But this is
they'll
not get the sucking it up.
Yeah. I was just curious in your take on that. Any other news? Tyquan Thornton out 8 weeks.
Out for the year.
For the year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 8 weeks. No, you're
okay.
Right.
Okay, that's all. And shit, he was looking good for the Patriots. Yeah. Patriots rookie receiver. Yeah. So that sucks, but, I was kind of – I really didn't like the draft pick when they picked him, but, just watching him, I was like, damn, this dude's,
He's balling out, having a good camp.
Yeah, so that sucks for him. Patriots still suck regardless. I don't know, your boy Mac Jones been doing good, huh?
Mac Jones is going to take a step forward. Like I said, he was the best rookie passer last season. So, that says something about the class, of course. But, I'm confident that Mac Jones can take a leap forward. Now, what I'm not so confident in is who the fuck is calling plays and who's off. I don't know what Bill Belichick is thinking.
Yeah.
Bringing in Mike Judge and Matt Patricia, who have 2 years experience calling plays. And the last time Matt Patricia was calling plays, he got fired. So I'm not sure what's going on. I've heard rumblings that as far as play calling goes, the Patriots are going to be the most – they're going to use analytics the most when play calling.
Okay.
So that's why that this is going to be kind of a fluid, doesn't matter who's calling the plays type of thing. We'll see. It scared me a little bit. Mac Jones needs a good QB coach around him right now in his development, and I don't know if they're giving him that.
Yeah, might have to wait till they clean up a little bit over there for you. really gets going.
Well, it built last year.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Oh, yeah. The writing's on the wall. It's built last season.
All right. You got anything else that you want to talk about in the news section?
Yeah. Khalil Herbert was carted off the field.
Really?
He's injured with, Khalil Herbert.
Yeah.
So, interesting to see there. Could make David Montgomery a steal in the draft, you know, if he's getting all the work, so.
Damn, I'm pulling it up now to see if there's any news on that.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, people were talking about it on Twitter that, like, nobody was talking about it.
Yeah, that's, I didn't even hear about it. Carter off the field. Oh, well, yeah, if that's the case, then Montgomery's ready for another full workload because it was, I guess we'll get to Montgomery.
Doing a split.
Yeah, that's what it was looking like. So, yeah, he'll be back to be in the workhorse again, which is good for me because I have him in the league, and I had both of them, but I was kind of worried about that. So sucks for Herbert. Nice. He was pretty good last year, so I mean he earned the spot, he earned the chance to come up. So okay, well let's get started on the NFC North. Like I said, we're doing the North side, so we're gonna go and we're gonna start with the division winners last year, Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is back. Davante Adams is not. You still got Aaron Jones and Dylan. Who do you want to start with first, Teef? Do you want to dive into these receivers or?
Let's dive into these running backs. I like to start in the backfield.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Aaron Jones has been a top fantasy running back. Let's see where he finished last year. 11 last year in PPR, and this is just Fantasy Pros, basic, you know, it's not like Tiger League where we got all kind of bonuses and shit. But Dylan looked good last year, and he finished 23. And we're all expecting A.J. Dylan to get more of a workload. I love both of them. I think they're 1A and 1B. I think with Davante Adams leaving, Aaron Jones could get more receptions, and Dylan can get more receptions because Dylan can actually catch out the backfield. And I think – I don't know. Like, Aaron Jones is always – he's there, like, in the draft, and nobody really is excited for him. But I'm excited for Aaron Jones this year. I think he can finish, you know, he can have a monster year without that – without all the targets. I mean, how many targets did Davante Adams have last year? Like, all that's got to get spread around.
A lot.
Right. Yeah.
A lot.
And –
like 160 targets or something like that.
And, you know, I think Matt LaFleur likes to run the ball. He likes using his running back. So, I see a big year from both of them. How do you feel about him?
Aaron Jones – could lead the league in receptions for a running back this season. You look at the Packers' options. You look at what's happened when Davante Adams was out, a small sample size, when Davante Adams missed 8 games. Aaron Jones had a 20 to 25% target share. So he was basically getting the target share of a wide receiver.
Yeah.
He was absolutely killing it. So do we see that again? Don't know, but I expect the run game to be – I expect the pie for the run game in Green Bay to be bigger than it's ever been.
Yes. Yeah, you make a good point. I believe – I'm with you. He can get a bunch of catches. He can lead the running backs in catches. And from what I'm hearing, they want to use A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones on the field at the same time more.
Yeah, and that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
What does that mean, though? If they're putting both of them on the field at the same time, that means that they are going to be in heavier sets. That means that they're not going to have – they can't have 3 wide receivers on the field.
Mm-mm.
That means that it's going to be Sammy Watkins and Allen Lazard. And those are, and until Sammy Watkins has an injury and probably Dubs takes his place, that's going to be what you see. Get their best players on the field, Allen Lazard, Sammy Watkins, and then both running backs. And it's going to be super heavy.
Yes. So – like, just drafting-wise, or, you know, how – because, I mean, to this point, Dylan's not a handcuff, right? Dylan's just a flex play?
No, he's got standalone value, kind of like what you see in Cleveland, I think.
Yes, yeah, with Chubb and Hunt, yeah. And that's how I feel. I mean, would you want them on the same team?
When I try to stack them up, I think that they have value on their own. So, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that. you probably can get both at a discount. So, that's a good call to just draft them both. And, you know, they're not going to be a starting running back. They might both slip into your flex, and that might be a nice option.
Cool. It's going to be fun to watch these running backs. I'm interested to see how LaFleur is going to do this. Receivers. You mentioned Dubs, who's doing good right now. You know, he's had a good training camp. He's playing good in the preseason. I think Aaron Rodgers, then he had some drops Aaron Rodgers kind of pissed off about.
They run a very tight ship at the wide receiver position. It is really like you got to pay your dues. So, like, that's not good for him. He is definitely behind Sammy Watkins.
See, and so that's how you rank it? Because we can't forget, I mean, Christian Watson been hurt. He's coming back. So how would you rank these receivers 1 through 4?
Oh, it's Lazard, Watkins, and then, see, here's the thing after. Here's what gets different that you got to think about. We already know that they're going to try to get both running backs on the field at the same time. Randall Cobb is in the slot. So if Sammy Watkins gets hurt, I want to say, like, Randall Cobb is the third receiver coming on the field when they have three wide receiver sets. But if Sammy Watkins gets hurt, Randall Cobb is not going to come on the field. Romeo Doubs or Christian Watson is going to take that spot on the outside.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it's, you know, Allen Lazard, Sammy Watkins, and then Randall Cobb / right now Romeo Doubs. I don't think Christian Watson can do enough with the time remaining before the season starts to take what Romeo Doubs has done. I don't think that's happening this season.
Yeah.
Christian Watson in a redraft league, I'm pretty much not drafting
him. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you just missed too much time, man. Like I said, it's different with these wide receivers in Green Bay, that they hold them accountable for everything, and they really got to be in it. Man, I forgot fucking Randall Cobb was still floating around on that roster, you know, but he's going to own that slot. Wow, yeah.
Which may not mean anything. They may be in 11 personnel in one of the least amounts in the league. I mean, why would they? They don't have anything to show up at the wide receiver position where they need to get all three wide receivers on the field.
No.
You know?
And like you said, man, with using the two running backs. How about Tonyan? Did Tonyan come back?
Yeah, Tonyan's going to be the starting tight end. This may be the year where it changes because of just necessity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Robert Tonyan could be more of a thing. He has, a rapport with Rodgers. It's just outside of that year with Jimmy Graham for a little bit, it was hard to see Green Bay using a tight end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They really
never have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he has the trust from Rodgers. And, you know, the thing with Tonyan is he's not going to light it up. He's not going to go out there and have 8 catches a game. He'll get you a couple catches. You're just hoping he gets in the end zone with one of these catches. But he has the trust. You know, and speaking of Lazard has the trust from Aaron Rodgers. Now, we haven't really seen it just full season because Devontae Adams has always been there. He's going to get all the targets. How high are you or low on Lazard?
Lazard is going to be the wide receiver one in this offense.
But what's that mean? That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
What does that mean, though? Like, where are you? I haven't done my rankings yet, but, like,
he's not.
Him or Mooney?
Mooney. He's going to be the wide receiver one, and Mooney's going to be the wide receiver one. But I think that the wide receiver one is not going to get as many targets as Devontae Adams got. I think the wide receiver one on this team could be 130 targets. You know, 140 targets maybe for Lazard this season, which is good, which makes him a fantasy wide receiver two on a weekly basis, depending on his touchdowns, of course. That's where I have him. He's not going to get 160 targets.
Yeah.
But he can get 130 targets. And that is still making him usable. I think he's undervalued. And I think a lot of his targets is going to depend on, is Sammy Watkins and Aaron Rodgers going to be, are they going to be good? I don't know. I don't have a history of Green Bay going out and getting free agent wide receivers. So
no.
I don't have a lot of history to build on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I know Sammy Watkins doesn't stay healthy. He never plays a full. He's always good for like 6 games, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You get 6 games out of him. So,
You'll have one monster game, and everybody's going to be like, oh, man, this is Sammy Watkins' year, and then you'll be fucked after that.
Week one or week two, he'll have 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's guaranteed. And then he'll just disappear off the face of the earth.
Every year.
Every year, it's just the same headache. That's not, but I haven't touched him since he played with fucking Buffaloes. Like, I don't want any part of him. Aaron Rodgers. You know, we ain't got to talk much on him. Aaron Rodgers, two MVPs in a row, football-wise, but fantasy-wise, you know, he's not what he used to be. And, you know, the change in the offense, you know, with LaFleur wanting to use his running backs more, and the great plays by Aaron Jones, you know, those big runs that he's going to get, taking away touchdowns. Would you, now with no receivers, how safe is Aaron Rodgers? Is he still, like, safe? Like, you can draft him, put him in, and just be fine? Because you get a great game every now and then, but now he's just like, eh, you know, he's fine this week. You know, he'll get you 22 points. But is that really what you want in a quarterback?
So here's the thing that I think is going to come down for Aaron Rodgers. And we have a little bit of data to build on. When Devontae Adams was out, Aaron Rodgers threw a ton of touchdowns. He threw a ton of touchdowns to his running backs, to his tight end when he was out. So it's kind of counterintuitive because you expect them to be run heavy. But are they going to be run heavy in the red zone? Like Aaron Rodgers could have 250 yards and 4 touchdowns a game, in which case he's going to be the fantasy wide receiver one. Like, I just don't know how many touchdowns he's going to throw. I don't think that he's going to put up a lot of yards. I don't think he's going to throw for more than 1,000 yards. I think they're going to be run heavy in between the 20s, but could they throw a bunch of touchdowns once they get down in the red zone? And this team's going to be in the red zone a lot. Like, just book that. They're going to put up points and get into the red zone. It just depends if, are they going to be a run-heavy team when they get in the red zone, or are they going to surprise us and pass when they get in the red zone, which I wouldn't. I mean, that's fine. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best passers in the league, so that makes sense. It's going to be interesting. It's hard to rank Aaron Rodgers. It's really hard to rank Aaron Rodgers. It's hard to have him as your QB1 and just draft Aaron Rodgers. Very hard this year.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and then we'll kind of float into the next team, which is the Vikings. Who would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
That's a good fucking question.
Yeah.
That is a good fucking question right there, because, listen, everybody's high on Justin Jefferson finishing as the wide receiver. Everybody is high on that. If that is true, Kirk Cousins has to be a top 10 quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, you have a new offensive system coming in. All reports from the receivers, from everybody around them, is that they're happy that this is going to be a pass-first team. So, if this is a pass-first team, Kirk Cousins could be a better fantasy quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. I think that is probably the reality, that is probably the percent. Like, that's what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to come out and put up more points. Yeah, as he should. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and, you know, we're segueing into the Giants. That was a beautiful segue, Dave. Beautiful segue.
Yeah.
And, you know, back into the Vikings. He's got a great surrounding cast. KJ Osborne is good. They also have that, they have another guy there who they really like. So they can get it done.
Yeah. Just for instance, right there, man. I'm back, y'all. just Thielen alone. Since 2020, though, most receiving touchdowns since 2020. I'm gonna ask the question, so you already know the answer. It's Thielen, 24. Devontae Adams, 23. Mike Evans, 23, and Tyreek Hill, 23. So, you got two guys that you can support as both being. Thielen should be a top 20 guy easily. Yeah. So, I think sky's the limit for Kirk this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Irv Smith coming back. You still got KJ Osborne, you know, who made splash plays last year.
He's just another weapon.
That's it. This is probably, it's basically rinse and repeat from last year with a healthy Thielen, but this is probably, I can't say the best, but I think this is the best that they can perform is right here. As far as Kirk's weapons.
Yes. This. We have no more excuses for Kirk Cousins after this. Like you said, they changed offense. They want to throw. Dalvin Cook is a good receiving running back. People don't think of him like that, but he can catch the ball out of the backfield. And like I said, he got weapons out of the ass. So it's all on Kirk Cousins' shoulders. Kirk Cousins, man, he's set up for a monster year. But it's also Kirk Cousins. He does have disappearing acts for some reason, and we've watched him long enough.
Correct.
We really don't have to hit receivers that much, but good point about Adam Thielen. They're talking about him looking like he did a few years ago. Like, he's back healthy. He's ready to ball out. And do we all three have Justin Jefferson as our one, or does anybody have Cup? I have Justin Jefferson.
I have Jefferson, man.
I have Cup.
What?
I know they never repeat, but I'm going to go Cup.
Well, I guess that'll be a conversation for another division.
Yep.
Because that's something I would like to talk about, but we're not going to talk about it now. I'm talking about Dalvin Cook. He's another year older. He's...
Dalvin Cook or AK? You're in the first round drafted, mid-round.
I'm taking Cook.
Taking Cook over AK?
Taylor?
I don't really
assuming that
I don't see much difference.
Assuming Kamara don't get suspended, which he's probably not, so...
He's not, yeah.
But the difference is... Cook's still going to run for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
He's still going to get the goal line touches.
Kamara got to have his efficiency back. And that's basically what it's going to boil down to.
You're looking at Cook still having 1,000 yards, still getting rush touchdowns, but I see him receiving more this year. So he actually has a chance to shake back and have another. Now, granted, he's not going to play all, 17. He's going to miss some games. He's going to play with injuries through, in games. But how you go ahead, Ted. I'm sorry for cutting you off. How you feel about Cook?
I would say Cook over AK for the simple fact of, I've been encouraged with what I've seen from the Saints offense in preseason, but I know for a fact that the Vikings are going to be high flying. That means that they're not going to be able to stack the box. I think, when you look at the Vikings used to play a run heavy approach, that boxes were being stacked against Cook. He's going to probably have the most running lanes he's ever had in his career. We know that for a fact, but the same could be set of AK as well. I just don't know that for a fact. So I guess I'd go Cook, but AK is right behind him in my rankings, I'd say.
Okay.
Any love for Big Irv?
This is his year too, man. This is shit or get off the pot.
We've been waiting on this breakout from Big Irv, and we're still waiting. Does he do it? New offense, are going to be throwing. Can he? And it's kind of hard because Thielen's always just this
big touchdown guy.
So where and Jefferson's going to get his touchdowns, and Cook's going to get his touchdowns. Like, how many touchdowns? And this is the thing with tight ends. If you're not going to have a bunch of receptions, you got to have the fucking touchdowns. Mm-hmm.
So is
Irv Smith ever going to be a starting tight end, or you're just streaming them when they're going against a defense that just gives it up to the tight ends?
Man,
and even still, can you do it? Because they still have Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. So, realistically, does anybody even want Irv Smith?
No. Yeah. No. I've never seen Kirk utilize his tight ends. And I don't think that that's going to change when you're putting more receivers on the field. He may be starting at the tight end 100% of the snaps, but you're going from a situation where, the Vikings came out in, 12 personnel and they're going to switch up into 11 personnel. So that means there's another wide receiver to compete with for targets on the field. So Irv Smith, I'm staying away from. I have no reason to believe Irv Smith's going to take a step forward.
I agree.
I just don't think they can share it enough.
Yeah, this
if Irv Smith's going to be a top tight end too, then Kirk Cousins will be the QB1. It has to if he got to sustain all this,
Yeah.
If Irv Smith is great, then that means that the passing pie for the Vikings offense is awesome. And they are moving the ball and getting in the scoring range almost every drive. And they're going to be the division champions, of course.
Well, that's something.
The Vikings could be the division champions.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
I was saving that for the end of it, but realistically, we don't believe in the Bears or
Lions got hard, bro.
Yeah, but we know they're not going to win it. Them two. So who do y'all have winning this division? We'll just jump to that before we go to the Bears, because it's not the Vikings and the Packers.
Yeah, man, I really think that the Vikings could take it.
Yep,
I really do, Taylor. I'm completely on board with you on that. I know it's hard to go against A-Rod, but
To me, it just comes to defense. Yeah. And that's going to, you know, and the Vikings have none.
Shit.
Yeah. But I can see the Vikings. That's a tough one. I can see the Vikings winning. It's just Green Bay finds a way.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, you know, the best quarterback. I mean, he's not the, you know, it's Patrick Mahomes. But Aaron Rodgers is a top-five quarterback. And he's going to go down in history. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, so.
All right, well, let's go to the Bears now. It's not, yeah.
The Bears.
Okay, let's start with we being the news. Khalil Herbert got carted off the other day at practice. Montgomery's looking like another workhorse year. Who did they have? Let's see, Montgomery, Khalil, and Tristan Ebner, according to our lads, that chart. So, yeah, David Montgomery's getting the workload. To me, he's safe.
Yes. Where's he going for the touches he's going to get?
Yeah. Yes. He's a safe pick. He's not going to just have no – not that – he'll have a good, great game here. Now, you know, he went in the tear a couple years ago, but
– And, guys, unless somebody really steps up, it's going to be the – it's going to be the Mooney, the Montgomery, and possible commit show because that's all they got.
Yeah.
Out of those three, I mean, fucking Equinix, St. Brown – I like Brian Pringle in Kansas City, but he had Mahomes throwing to him. Now you got Justin Fields. Now you're gonna Mahomes is making you look good. Now you got to reverse the role.
Yeah,
and help out your young quarterback that's still developing.
Hey man, Justin Fields has no bro. Watching them in preseason the other day, they cannot protect the Justin Fields. Man, he is running for his life every time he touches the ball. So
Justin Fields gets hurt week two. Trevor Siemian takes him to the promised land and division champs.
Fuck Trevor Siemian.
Dude went 0-4 for us last year and he got a backup role.
Huh, yeah, that backup money good.
Oh, yeah, ask Chase Daniels about it.
Yeah.
Legend.
Matt Flynn. He is the lead. He got a monster contract and didn't even fucking start.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, but yeah, Justin Fields, upside. You know, he can run.
Yeah, but...
But all he has is Mooney and commit, which I... Well, I'll get to commit in a second, but Fields is a streamer. Hey, we got to see it. We got to see what this offense is going to do. Correct. Darnell Mooney, though, I love him.
I love him. And he's got... That is the one person that has a connection with Fields since last year. So...
Yeah, do we see Mooney stepping? Does he finish... Does he have a chance to finish top 15? Let me see where he finished last year.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
I want to see where he ended up last year. I know it. You know it took a little while to get going, and I must have passed him up right here. 23 last year. Y'all believe he breaks that top 15?
So you got to ask yourself: he had 140 targets. Is he going more than that this year or not? Or does the efficiency climb? Because he was 81 out of 140 targets.
And last year was a debacle with the quarterbacks. You know, he got a full off season with Fields now. I can see his efficiency going up.
Maybe the touchdowns going
up. Where'd he finish?
He only had four last year.
Four, yeah. So, man, you give him four more.
And he's definitely – you give him four more with
– Yeah, he can
– Maybe, you know, around that 80 catch, 1,000 yards, he can easily be top 15.
Okay, so Mooney or Brandon Cooks?
Cooks.
I would go Cooks, bro. I really believe – I like Davis Mills and this Houston, Texas team. I know they're not going to be good or nothing, but I kind of like the direction they're going.
Okay.
Hey, maybe Brandon Cooks, like, he started, he throws to Brandon Cook. Like, no matter what, he's going to throw it up to Brandon Cooks. He does not care. And he already made Brandon Cooks a great receiver last year, so.
Okay, how about Mooney or DJ Moore?
I would probably, oh, God.
Man.
That's tough.
It's DJ, I guess, for me.
Yeah, I mean.
So, like, yeah, you know, we have a high hope for Mooney, but do we really believe in him? I'm just looking to what he kind of. Mooney or Terry McLaurin?
Terry.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
Marquise Brown, and we're going to go
on. Follow the money.
Okay, well, we'll see. Because we believe in Mooney, but we're not taking him over anybody that probably. We'll see. The Bears' offense is going to suck, you know. They got Cole Kmet, which I love, like, just because Fields has nothing but Mooney and Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet was getting targets last year. Unfortunately, he had Jimmy Graham in front of him that was snipe all the touchdowns, so it kind of fucked him. But I think this is the year we see Cole Kmet take a step. Any love for Cole Kmet before we move on?
Where he's going, absolutely. You know I'm not going to spend big money on a tight end at the beginning. So off top, where are you getting it, man? Why not? Okay. Kmet or Irv?
No, Kmet.
That's me too.
Kmet or Evan Ingram?
Yeah, Kmet over Irv all day, yeah.
Kmet or Evan Ingram?
Trey. Trey drafted Kyle Pitts and he backed up Pitts. Yeah. He handcuffed him with Evan Ingram.
In case Pitts, he needs a backup tight end, he got Ingram. Okay, well, we'll just leave on that note. Let's go to the Lions. Lions are interesting, man. They sucked last year for the most part of the season. They kind of got it together, started winning games. I watched the first episode of Hard Knocks. I got to catch up on it.
Yeah.
Man, I like the Lions, bro. They're just a fun team.
Question. Will Swift go 1,000-1,000? Because he wants to. He done said it.
That's
he wants 1,000-1,000. If he stays healthy.
Yeah. I mean, he could get it. I mean, if they – but –
I don't see him using them.
I have to look at last season. Did Jamal Williams get work even when they both were healthy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're going to use
Jamal Williams is a big leader for this team, yeah. As you can watch through Hard Knocks and everything, and you learn that. So, yeah, he's going to. And
They're going to use Jamal. That's the only thing I see holding him back. He's not going to get the workload to get 1,000-1,000 unless he's just super fucking efficient and he happens to get it. But we all like Swift, top 12,
yeah,
easy, top 10.
I'd say.
He could finish there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We all love Swift. It's just a matter of him staying on the field. The big thing on this team is the receipt. They signed DJ Chark. Okay, cool. For NFL purpose, they needed another receiver. Correct. They drafted Jameson Williams, who's going to miss a lot of the season. St. Brown is the big question. St. Brown lit it up at the end of last year. Do we see, maybe not to the extent he did last year, but is St. Brown a week-to-week starter in fantasy right now?
He's the Cooper Kupp of the offense.
Okay. Wow.
And that's what Jared Goff, and when you look, when you watch Hard Knocks, you look at this guy staying after practice, catching a 1,000 balls, or like 500 balls after every practice.
Yeah.
You look at this guy, you look at what he's working, you look at what Jared Goff has said when he's under pressure, who he's looking for. You look at the first preseason, you look at the usage in preseason. This guy's going to get a ton of targets. Jared Goff is not like, they got Jamison Williams not for Jared Goff, but for the quarterback that comes after Jared Goff.
Yeah.
So until Jared Goff is gone, Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to be a top wide receiver, I think.
Y'all,
I think what you saw at the end of last season is what he's going to be.
Did y'all see the interview with St. Brown? How he rattled off all 16 NFL NFL college receivers that got picked before him?
He got it on his mind. Yes. He wants to go out there and cut up. Any love for T.J. Hockenson?
Yeah.
I still like him.
I like him. He just got to get in that end zone more.
Yeah.
And that'll separate him. He's going to get the targets. He's going to get 5 to 8 targets a game.
Yeah,
he's just going to have to make – he's just going to have to be efficient with it.
I like Hockenson. I believe that he can – behind – he's kind of like the third receiver, though. You know, you're looking at – Swift going to get his. St. Brown's going to get his. And then I'm thinking Hockenson, but, you know.
Yeah.
He showed last year. He came out the gate balling, and then he kind of just fizzled out. Tight end sucks, man. I love the tight end position. I like trying to find them, but man, it's just, it can go either way, like to the extreme.
Well, we know Teef.
Yeah.
He's a tight end extraordinaire.
Hey, I took Kyle Pitts over to Jamar Chase. Ask me anything.
You're right. You're fucking right.
All right. Well, that's it for the NFC North. We already picked our division winner, kind of. Let's go to the AFC, and it's a shame. Well, they didn't win, so I guess it don't matter. Cincinnati Bengals finished first place last year, 10-7, went to the Super Bowl, almost won, could have had it, didn't happen, but they had one of the funnest teams to watch on offense. So where the hell do y'all want to start? I mean, let's start with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow can, he lit it up towards the end of last year. Let's see where he finished. My thing with Joe Burrow is, like, is he good enough without the running to finish top eight or top six? Because looking at it right now, last year he finished, well, he finished eight last year.
Yeah, but only two rushing touchdowns.
But can he get better than that, though? Like, how much better is Joe Burrow going to get? Can he be... Can you put him in your lineup every week and him be still a top and have faith that he's gonna have a top finish every week?
Yeah, I think so, man.
So did he, so he takes a step up and he just turns into this elite quarterback. That's how y'all feel?
Yeah, I mean,
what has he done to show otherwise?
I'm asking. You know, you still have Joe Mixon on the roster, and as much as Joe Burrow was gonna throw, Mixon's gonna get his touchdowns. There's really no reason for Joe Burrow to run unless it's a little scramble. But, you know, and Joe Burrow can run. He can scramble, but he's not going to – how high are the rushing touchdowns going to be? And, you know, you got Joe Mixon. That's – I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, trying to look against it. But it's kind of hard because the offense is stacked.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you have Joe Mixon, top running back. I say that. He goes on stretches.
Yes. And he's a streaky type player.
Yeah, right? And the stretches pick him up every year to a high finish. But he does have his down weeks. Can we see more consistency from Joe? Do y'all trust Joe Mixon as y'all RB? Well, I guess you can. He finished four last year. But I don't know. I just got a bad taste in my mouth for Joe Mixon. How do you feel, Taylor?
You know, I think that if he stays healthy, I try to look at overall points and not weekly finishes, which I think for some players is huge. So, you know, I think he, at the back of the first round, I'm not opposed to that. This team has shown, even though that they have a great receiving core, that they are going to still be balanced. They were balanced all throughout last year, and why not? Like, you know, take the open run lanes that is given to you by T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and Tyler Boyd. And that's what they've been doing. So this team's going to move the ball, and I think Joe Mixon's going to be great. But there's going to be some games where they fucking pass out the ass because they have to. So, piss, you know, I don't mind them at the back of the first.
Mixon or Swift? Got him.
Mixon for me.
Just trusting the better offense, better team.
Yeah.
Yeah, more scoring opportunities. Okay, here's the fun one. Let's just get after it. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. Can they both finish with 1,000 yards receiving?
Yes, easily.
Taylor?
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a passing league. I expect Ty to be really big. I wish they would have lost their safety. I wish they would have lost Jesse Bates. This defense largely stayed together. And the defense was not bad. It was not bad last year. It was 12 to 15 as far as rankings, I think. You know, so that's what sucks is because, you know, the Bengals defense could hold teams to 21 points, 14 points, you know, and, you know, make the offense not have to work. But
yeah, he barely cleared the 1,000. He got 1,000, not T. Higgins, I'm talking about, got the 1,091. But he missed some games. Jamar Chase got 1,400. Yeah. So they can both, you know, T. Higgins finished 24, Jamar Chase finished 5. Now, Chase is going as a third receiver right now. Is that his ceiling? I mean, no, I say that. His ceiling's number one receiver, of course. We say that, but we don't, you know, Cup is the guy. He got Allen Robinson now, but Cup's the guy. Jefferson has Thielen, but Jefferson is, you know, to me, T. Higgins is a threat to Chase being the number one because T. Higgins is a great receiver in his own. So is Chase really the third? Like, is that his ceiling this year as wide receiver 3? That's what I'm trying to get at. Because he's going off the board as third receiver. Do y'all believe that's his ceiling?
I see him getting more than 128 targets than what he had last year.
I mean, he caught 81 balls.
Correct.
But it went to 14.
But he averaged 18 yards per catch.
You know, The big plays. Yeah. Do the big plays come down? I mean, no. It's the NFL. No. We say it all the time. Teams adjust.
No. I mean, there's just – so, like, you can adjust to Ja'Marr Chase, but the adjustment is to what? To double him. And then you're just going to get beat by T. Higgins.
Yeah.
So, you know, as an NFL team, I guess you got to just pick your poison. If I'm an NFL team, I'm not going to, like, I guess slip a safety off to Ja'Marr Chase's side every play. I'm not going to double him or bracket him. Because that just seems like a waste. You're going to just get beat other ways. Now, you just going to have to trust your players to, like, not give up too many balls. You know, and that's what you saw in the Week 17 championship game. You know, they couldn't afford to put two on him. It's going to be tough. But he's going to catch more balls than he did last season. He was a rookie last season. He's going to catch more balls. And don't forget, Ja'Marr was coming off an ACL injury, a bad knee injury last season to start the season. I think if you take out his first 9 games and you look at him over the last half of the season, he finishes as a top quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's my big thing is just T. Higgins, because T. Higgins is a great receiver. He got the connection with Burrow. He had it, you know, that first year. So I'm kind of nervous. I'm not nervous. Like, I'd draft Chase and be happy, but I can't see myself taking him in the first round. And that's basically where he's going. He's going to go in the first round after Jefferson and Cup.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Every draft I've been in.
So, how comfortable y'all with T. Higgins as y'all wide receiver one in y'all roster?
If T. Higgins is my wide receiver one, then I should have some pretty dog ass running backs.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I drafted T. Higgins. Fine. T. Higgins was kind of my number one last year, and whenever he got going, he started cutting up. So yeah. Other than that, you know,
Tyler Boyd, is he a flex play?
Boyd's going to have some games, but it's really the Higgins and Chase and Mixon show. They did get Hayden Hurst.
Yep.
It's nothing fantasy, but for the actual Bengals, it's good because they lost Azuma, who came through.
He went to the Jets.
He came through and helped them out in games. And
then he got hurt in the playoffs or Super Bowl?
I think the playoffs he got hurt.
Before a Super Bowl, yeah.
Hayden Hurst can be good, but you don't want him in fantasy. You'll be a streamer, you know, if you in the bottom.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next team. Pittsburgh Steelers. Wow. First of all, who's the quarterback? Who do y'all see being the quarterback? Yeah.
Pickett, listen.
Pickett's making a case for it right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Taylor.
If Pickett is not starting by the end of the year, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot earlier than that.
They're going to have an extremely short lease on Trubisky off top. So Trubisky comes out the first few weeks, shit in the bed, it's Kenny time. Pittsburgh loves Kenny Pickett already, the fan base and everything.
Yep. He's so, from there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Tomlin hasn't had a losing
season in, what, 15, 16 years?
So Trubisky comes out slipping, Tomlin's not going to put up with it. He's gonna make sure his team is competitive. He's going to try to keep that streak going. Okay, but either way, Trubisky, Pickett, it don't matter. We got Deontay Johnson. We got Chase Claypool. And then I love the rookie, George Pickens. I do not like Chase Claypool. I think he's overhyped. I don't. I'm a Deontay Johnson guy, so I guess that's why.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about Deontay Johnson?
That's a who, man.
Like, where do you want him? Last year, he could have been my wide receiver one. I was fine with it, you know, if I had good running backs. But there's no way, like, I can't trust that you can play him every week anymore.
Not until we see what this offense comes out like.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
a lot
kind
of questions.
In a bind. You know, some people like Deontay, some people like Claypool, but who the fuck's gonna get it? What are you looking at, Taylor? When you look at this wide receiving core, who's your favorite?
He's going to do the same thing. Oh, it's Deontay. I mean, he's going to do the same thing that they did last year. Chase Claypool is playing that deep role, and Chase Claypool is going to have a game where he goes 3 for 303 touchdowns or some crazy shit like that. Like, he's going to have his games, but he's just their deep threat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be Deontay's show. Deontay probably might be one of the target leaders this season just because they are going to throw the ball. He's trying to prove it this season. He's going to be working hard. He's not in the contract next season. So it's Deontay.
It's Deontay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he finished 8th last year. Ben was just – Big Ben was getting the snap and just throwing it at him because Ben's arm was shot. He was just looking for Deontay to catch it and hopefully make a play. He did take some deeper shots of Deontay, but it wasn't often. Yeah, the Pittsburgh is just tricky to talk about right now. Najee Harris, we all good rookie campaign, but it was kind of ugly in some weeks because he didn't have any room to run. He finished 3 in PPR according to Fantasy Pros. We had 307 attempts, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns now. Is this offense going to...
74 receptions.
Yes, and...
Where does that go? Does that go up or go down? 94 targets.
And that's what got him to where he is now. But again, Big Ben was just getting rid of that fucking ball. You know, the offensive line sucked, so it was a lot of... He was looking for Najee in a lot of this.
Yeah.
So, we know Najee's going to get the workload, but do his numbers come down? He averaged 3.9 a carry last year.
Depends how that O-line plays. 8 touchdowns. Yeah. Well, I mean, no, 7 touchdowns.
7 touchdowns. Rushing.
That can go up.
3 receiving. So, 10 total. How you feel about Najee, Teef?
Man.
Najee or Swift?
Andrew McFarland looked like he should get some touches in that. I know it was preseason, whatever. But I also remember they also drafted another running back. And Matt Canada is a new, there's a new OC in town. I don't know if it's inbred in Pittsburgh culture that they have like a workhorse back, that one of the few that still does. If so, hey, that's fine. Najee's going to be a top 5 running back because of the value. But if Matt Canada comes in and this is more of a committee between 3 backs that deserve to be on the field, you know, then, man, his value could just be – he could just be one of the worst picks in fantasy this year.
Yeah, because he's going so high. I don't believe they'll go to committee, but I do – they are talking big on that rookie. McFarland has looked good. They're saying that they're going to get the other running backs some touches. Benny Snell is done.
Yeah.
But they do want to give these other running backs touches. Now, how many? That's the thing, because Pittsburgh has always just had that one running back, and they will live and die on that one running back. But they know they got to –
Think about this.
Go ahead.
Think about this, too. Matt Canada and McFarland have a history together.
Okay.
So, don't be surprised if it's like – if it's not just the rookie that is pushing for – targets and carries, that maybe McFarland is getting some too. I don't know. I it's tough with me and Najee because he wasn't that efficient last season. But that could be on the offensive line.
Yeah, you know, he didn't have much room to run.
Najee or Swift?
Cool. Oh man.
Pretty tough, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, I'd pick Najee expecting the workload.
Yeah. I pick Najee expecting the workload, but I feel safer with Swift, I guess.
Okay. Any love for Friermuth? I can't say it.
Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Good rookie campaign.
I got him in a league.
It's just so hard to talk about tight ends. Like, if you're not a top tight end, then this could be anybody. Yeah. If you're not, you know... Go ahead, what you said?
Pittsburgh is never really used the tight end like that anyway.
No, they'll get touchdowns, but it's like it's not going to get no high reception numbers or nothing like that. Okay, let's go to the Browns because our clock's getting low right here, which Browns don't have. I mean, okay, Nick Chubb.
This should be quick.
Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. That, okay. You got Amari Cooper signed. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, who has a lot of hype with him, drafted David Bell. Unfortunately, you have Jacoby Brissett as your starting quarterback for the first 11 games. So, who wants anything outside of Chubb and Hunt? I mean, Amari Cooper's going to get drafted.
Njoku the bag.
Njoku is the interesting one because he can – we've been talking about Njoku for years. Like, they gave him the money. What's he going to do with it? Like, is this a year he just blows up and takes off?
Or does he just take the money and run? Bro, he was explosive last year.
Yeah, he looked good last year.
Like what they drafted him for.
Yes. And I believe in David Njoku is just – and the Browns believe in him because they paid him.
That's it. And his hands have gotten better since his rookie year, bro. That was his biggest problem, man. He was bad with handling the balls. But sometimes it just takes guys longer, man. That's really – besides fucking Chubb and a mid-flyer on Kareem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really touching anybody unless I go for Njoku in the late round. Now, Cooper in the – I could do that.
Nah, fuck Cooper. I mean, we know what Amari Cooper is. What he was on good teams. Now he got Brissett on a run-heavy Cleveland team. Like, he was already inconsistent as shit almost his whole career. Like, I do not. There's no way in hell I'm having Amari Cooper in any of my rosters. How do you feel about Cooper, Taylor?
Count me out on that. Like, if Deshaun Watson was playing the whole season,
I'd
be in on it. But he's got Jacoby. Jacoby is not going to be bad, but if you're Cleveland,
you need to run the ball. Run the ball, and you want Brissett to game manage, and that's it.
That's it.
Now Watson comes back, it's a different story. But do you draft Cooper and hold him almost the whole season, hoping that when Watson comes in, they just start lighting it up? Hell no. Somebody will, but it won't be me.
It's gonna happen.
Okay, other than that, yeah, that's the Browns. Short and sweet.
Short and sour.
Short and sour versus sweet. What was that commercial?
First they're sour.
Yeah, you know the little gummy bear thing? Sour patch? Yeah, that's the Browns this year. Okay, this is a big topic we've all talked about, Baltimore Ravens. We know Mark Andrews is going to be top two tight end. We got Rashad Bateman, who we're hoping takes a step up. The big thing on this team is Lamar and these running backs, because this running back role could be very great for this team. J.K. Dobbins, is J.K. Dobbins practicing the shit?
Oh, yeah. Okay. J.K. should be ready for week one. Now, Gus Bus won't be.
So, we're looking at Dobbins maybe walking in, getting majority of those touches, which you say that. They're going to use. Who else they got? Let's see. Mike fucking Davis.
And he got hurt, but Mike Davis got hurt in that preseason game.
Okay, well, and Tyler Beatty. So, man, J.K. Dobbins can actually be walking into a big workload.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially to start the season until Gus gets back up. You know, he could be somebody that you're really happy to start the season with, you know.
But coming off that injury, like, you think it'll take a while?
Like, what I've seen in practice and him beating their expectations, you remember that report came out where he was going to start the season on the pup, and then he was like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he wants to be back. He seems hungry. He seems willing. I saw workout tapes from him months ago. So, I mean, you got everything you wanted.
If he comes out 100%, man, he has the opportunity to really ball out. I clown J.K. all off season, but I mean, he's just set up. He's set up to, you know, dominate in a run scheme offense. Now the fun one, Lamar Jackson. We've seen MVP Lamar Jackson. We've seen make me want to throw up Lamar Jackson. The throwing is still kind of the same. We know he's locked into Mark Andrews. We're hoping Bateman takes that step up. Other than that, he has Devin Duvernay. He has DeMarcus Robinson, who came over from the Chiefs. He doesn't have nothing.
Pooch.
Yeah, he got shit to throw to.
It's got to be Andrews and Bateman to take over in the receiving game, which Andrews always got his spot. But Bateman has to take that next step. And if not, then they'll probably be drafting a receiver next year or something.
Well, you know, I'm on.
They won't.
No, they'll never. They're just fucking idiots.
You say that, but they drafted Hollywood and they drafted Bateman.
Yeah, Hollywood worked out.
Yeah,
awesome.
But they don't have them both together.
Yeah, they, it's like, oh, Bateman's looking good. Well, let's get rid of Hollywood Brown.
But that's just what I was saying, though. Bateman got to be looking good.
Yeah. I like Rashad Bateman. We just got to see it. And, you know, I'm on the Lamar hype train because I think he can have an MVP year. He's betting on himself for that contract. He's got to cut up. He's got to go out there and put it. So who do we see? Do we see Lamar Jackson? Do we see MVP Lamar Jackson this year?
I think we could see possibly MVP.
I am under the impression that if he's taken a step forward as a passer, I sent y'all that video where this guy was not hating on Lamar Jackson, but hating on the Ravens for not developing the part of the game that is not his strength. Lamar Jackson is the best rushing, running quarterback in the league. Maybe top ever. But until he can develop his passing, he is never going to be a legendary quarterback. And they haven't developed that. So if he's coming into the season, he's the same passer he was his last season. He's got the same weapon. He went from Marquise Brown to Rashad Bateman and kept Mark Andrews. So why should I expect anything different than last season?
Well, he didn't get banged. He got banged up last season. He missed some games.
Yeah, but he was not lighting it up before that.
No. It's just that rushing ability, man. He's gonna rush for over 1,000 yards. And,
mm-hmm.
And that, I think his MVP year, he's like super efficient. Like,
correct.
I don't know. And that's the big debate, man. It's like, which one you're going to get. Because if you get MVP Lamar and he's going after all these other quarterbacks, man, you got to steal because he's a cheat code. When he's on, he's a cheat code. It's just when he's off, you're like, oh, fuck. You know, yeah, well, he rushed for 80 yards, but he didn't get in the end zone. He only threw 2 touchdowns and you're kind of – and where you draft him, you're stuck with him.
Yep.
I've been on that. You know, I was with that last year. And when he's healthy and he's playing, you have to play him because that's you drafted him there and you know what he can do. So you have to. So you're kind of fucked if he doesn't show up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Andrews.
Yeah, Andrews.
Still top two?
You know, and that's just had
who,
this
who
quick
goes
debate.
Better now, Kelsey or Andrews?
Yeah.
With Tyreek gone.
That, so. You know, it's one of those things. I see Kelsey's receptions going up this year.
And Kelsey's already a 100-catch guy.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Andrews had a great year last year. This year, man, Kelsey's getting old. Fuck, bro. I'd still take Kelsey over Andrews.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's just a consistency with the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got Pat Mahomes throwing to Kelsey, and then we just argued about Lamar still can't throw, but that's
yes. –
and, you know, he's locked in with Mark Andrews, but the offense is better. They're in a passing offense in Kansas City. It's Travis Kelsey. Andrews, take nothing away from him, though. I still love Mark Andrews. But if I had to pick, I'm picking Kelsey.
Yeah, me too. Plus, we've seen an old tight end still be – like, you can be big and slow at the tight end position. Like, Gronk did it, and Kelsey can do it if he's getting slow.
Yeah. As long as he's healthy and on the field, he's going to have his numbers. I mean, it's just going to happen.
Correct.
All right, who wins the division? This is, it's totally different because Cleveland has Deshaun Watson. Then we're in a whole other argument. But right now.
I say Cincinnati brings it back.
Yeah.
Yep. The Bengals for me.
Who finishes second? Steelers, Browns, or Ravens?
Yeah, I think the Ravens. Or the Steelers, man. Don't fucking forget the
Steelers.
The
Steelers,
man. Mike Tomlin is a great coach.
Yes.
It's just point blank. Dominant. First ballot Hall of Fame coach, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the most winning seasons in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he should be about to break that record if he hasn't already.
Exactly. But that was fun.
Yeah.
That was some fun division.
That was the North, yeah. Anything else before we sign off?
House of Dragons tonight. Supposed to be awesome.
Oh, yes.
Supposed to be better first episode than Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad's first episode. So, that's about it, though.
Yeah, that's what we're looking forward to.
That and a few little fantasy draft, too. So,
Taylor, anything?
you know, man, I'm with Ben. I'm looking forward to House of the Dragon. Also, Amazon is putting out there, if there are any Tolkien fans out there, they have a show coming out that's a prequel as well of Lord of the Rings. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know. Nice.
Sweet. All right, y'all. He's Taylor. He's Ben. I'm Dave. And we'll fuck with y'all later. Fuck you, Trey and Doty. I'm adding Trey in there now because Trey's a biatch.
Now, before we go, guys, we did a draft last night. 16-man league with our boys from Texas, Jay Bay. And Amari Cooper went 116. CeeDee Lamb went 117. He went back-to-back. Before... Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Saquon Barkley, Amari Cooper went before these guys. That's okay. Cool. Trey, I sniped Trey with a defense, and the last four picks of his draft, he crumbled. He had an auto pick. He just didn't know what to do for a Cleveland Browns defense, and it was awesome. He told me to give you a shout-out, Trizzy. That's what I'm doing. You jag.
Yes, fantasy season is among us. Drafts are starting.
It's fun to clown Trey already.
Yep. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it.
Peace.
Yeah, peace.